Blueface has a very public altercation. Cara Delevingne explains her odd behavior, and Beyoncé changes one of her lyrics. Sorry to whichever of the 23 writers came up with that one. Somebody's trying to get me killed by the Beehive. Post Malone goes country. The boys of BTS are serving in more ways than one. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Tuesday, August 2nd, and here are the top stories of the day.
She done hit me in my...
Blueface took to Instagram after a physical fight with his girlfriend.
You got a nice little shiner.
Bust down, Tatiana. I wanna see you bust down.
The Tatiana rapper got into the altercation on the streets of Hollywood. And according to TMZ, the cops were called, but Blueface and Krishan Rock were gone by the time they arrived.
You gonna beat me up in public? So what's up? What will it take for us to end this? Nice and pleasant.
It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
In the Instagram video, Blueface offers her $100,000 to leave.
$100,000 is pretty pleasant.
I'm not taking your money.
So what you gonna do?
He goes on to accuse Krishan of cheating on him. Would you leave your man for $100,000? I mean, let me know.
I'm only airing her ass out because y'all think she a solid She ain't.
Oh, well, hopefully these two can find some resolution. Whose side are you on? Let us know down below. Remember this moment from the Billboard Music Awards?
Do it again, Cara!
I sure do. Well, Cara Delevingne is explaining just what was going on with Megan Thee Stallion.
And what's going on? Like, how did you end up there and what's...
So basically, I was like kind of working as her PA.
Cara told Jimmy Fallon exactly how that evening came to be on The Tonight Show.
I really wanted to see her play and she asked me to come along with her. And I was like, I didn't know I was gonna go and sit or do anything. I thought I was just gonna come and watch her play.
And that was the beginning of the viral moments.
And you know, so she was on the red carpet, so I was standing behind, and then she was trying to, you know, the thing with the fashion, you try and flick your own thing, and she couldn't really. So I was helping her, and I was like doing it and going like, yeah, go, like, you know, I was hyping her up, being a hype woman.
At least it made for one entertaining evening.
I was in my best life, but people found it a bit odd, which people find me odd.
Beyoncé faced criticism for using the same ableist term Lizzo removed from Girls following similar blowback. I gotta cool it down. Beyoncé will replace an offensive lyric on her new album, Renaissance, after a line in the track Heated drew backlash from users on social media. Similar to Lizzo's Girls, Beyoncé used the word spaz, where the singer drops into a rap towards the end. B was quick to react to the backlash and released a statement saying, "The word not used intentionally in a harmful way will be replaced." Spaz is considered an ableist term, and both Beyoncé and Lizzo took immediate actions to change the lyrics in their songs. Additionally, songwriter Diane Warren came under fire on Monday after seemingly calling out Beyoncé for each song on Renaissance having a number of writing credits. She tweeted, "How can there be 24 writers on a song? Eye roll emoji." Beyoncé wasn't directly mentioned, but fans widely believe that the jab was directed towards her. Fellow songwriter The Dream jumped in to set the record straight. "You mean how does our black culture have so many writers? Well, it started because we couldn't afford certain things starting out. So we started sampling and it became an art form, a major part of the black culture, hip hop, in America. Had that era not happened, who knows? You good?" This member of the Beehive replied, "Same way you have 13 nominations and no wins," referring to how Diane has never won an Oscar, so maybe, girl, don't come for the Beehive. In the end, Warren said she meant no disrespect and was unaware of the sampling. There's been a lot of educating happening this week, and it's only Tuesday.
Brad, there's no shot, man. I love you so much, man. Thank you for the love, dude. I owe you a beer, man. Text me. I'll see you soon, bud. Well, I'm gonna miss you
when I get home. The love is flowing between Post Malone and Brad Paisley after Malone posted a clip to his TikTok of him performing Paisley's 2002 hit, I'm Gonna Miss Her. When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Well, Brad commented on the clip saying, "This is better than me." The country superstar even changed out the bio on his TikTok page to read, "I write songs for Post Malone." I'm sitting in the sun, sure you'll hit me. Clearly, Post Malone needs to release a country album now. Post, we'll be waiting.
They're back.
BTS may not have to go MIA for the military, J-Hope is dynamite. Benny Blanco teases their collab, and the boys' variety show is back. Let's run it all down. South Korea's defense minister said BTS might still be able to perform overseas while serving in their military. Most know by now that all South Korean men between the ages of 18 and 28 are required to serve in the nation's military for at least 18 months. Though the K-pop stars have been able to delay their military service, Jin turns 30 in December. The leader stated, even if they joined the military, there would be a way to give them a chance to practice and perform together if there are scheduled concerts abroad. As many people highly value artists serving in the military, that may help boost their popularity even more. J-Hope just performed at the American Music Festival Lollapalooza in July. He was even joined by Becky G. And Benny Blanco just dropped this hilarious teaser for their Snoop Dogg collab.
Jin V. Jungkook. Jimin. Jimin? Snoop. Bad decisions.
And the fellas are returning to their variety show, Run BTS, run, yeah, you gotta run. Sorry, I had to do it.
Run Bullet, run,
yeah, you gotta run.
But a new Run BTS bonus episode will drop on August 16th through Weverse and BeLive and be available on YouTube. Can't wait to watch. Yo, thanks for watching. And if you want more details on these stories and to hear more about your favorite artists, head to billboard.com and we'll see you back here again tomorrow.